Shalom Aleichem, welcome everyone as we prepare for Shabbos, Parshas Vayakol Pekudei, which is also Parshas HaChodesh. We bench Rosh Chodesh Nissan, a very exciting time for Klal Yisrael as we march from Geula to Geula, from Purim to Pesach. So, a thought on Vayakol Pekudei and a thought on Shabbos, Parshas HaChodesh. Let's start with Vayakol Pekudei. As you all know, Vayakol Pekudei is primarily about the building of the Mishkan, and here in Vayakol Pekudei, Bezalel is sort of the star. The fact that Bezalel was in charge takes precedence here. And in effect, we could say that Truma Tetzave is the image of Moshe Rabbeinu's Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash that was commanded. And Vayakol Pekudei is Bezalel's Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash that was now actually going to be, it was actually being built. Question I'd like to address is why it was that there had to be a Moshe's Beis HaMikdash and a Bezalel's Beis HaMikdash. Moshe Rabbeinu, Baruch Hashem, was the Kol Yachol. Everything that took place in the Midbar was Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was the teacher for Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was the leader for Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who made the water come from the stone. He's the one who told Klal Yisrael about the man. Everything in the Midbar took place with Klal Yisrael. Punkt. When it comes to building the Mishkan, well, Moshe Rabbeinu can't do it. He can't do it himself. I mean, there were workers there. Why did there have to be another head person besides Moshe Rabbeinu when it came to building the Mishkan? Another question. In the first parak of Pirkei Avos, we're told that there were zugais, that the chacham that are listed there are listed in zugais, they're listed in pairs. What does that mean, in pairs? It means each zug, each pair that's mentioned together, is the nasi and the av bezdin. In Eretz Yisrael, in the time of the Tanoim, they had a nasi and av bezdin. Not only in the time of the Tanoim, before the Tanoim, they had a nasi, somebody who was the, so to speak, president or the leader of Klal Yisrael, and an av bezdin, someone the head of the bezdin. Nasi the av bezdin. Question is, why is it important to tell us that there was a Nasi and an Av Bezdin? The style of Mishnayos is to say, Pliny said, Pliny said, and Pliny said. We have it all over Shas. We have different Tanaim listed by name. We're not told about the generation, who lived with who and who didn't live with who. We have Machlaiksin and Mishnayos between one Tana who lived earlier and one who lived later. There's no historical reference. And punkt here, Pirkei Avos starts with Zugais. It starts with pairs, with a Nasi and a Av Bezdin. Why? Rabbi Yaakov, in a few places, in his Pirish on Nach, he mentions this as well in his Pirish al HaTorah, says that the way Klal Yisrael worked, the Tzibur of Klal Yisrael worked throughout Tanakh, was that the Melech was the leader, and every Melech had a Navi. So that we find, for example, that Nasan HaNavi was the Navi that would always come to David HaMelech. Every Melech had a Navi that was the one that spoke to him, the one that, David was a Navi. Hashem could have come with Nevuah straight to David HaMelech. Why do we need Nasan HaNavi? And the answer is, Sakt Rabbi Yaakov, that was part of the checks and balances of a Tzibur by Klal Yisrael. The Tzibur of Klal Yisrael was Melech, and a separate person who's a Navi that comes to give him over the Nevuah. So that there's a certain amount of dual leadership. There's one leader, it has to be one leader. But there's a dual leadership. The leadership is coming from two people, from David and Melech and Nasan and Navi, and so on with every Melech and Navi. That's why we're taught that the leadership of Klal Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, during that Kufa, during the Bayis Sheni, where there was no Melech, was Nasi V'Avbez. One person was the Nasi, and another person was the Av Bezdin, as it says, Yishim ben Shatach, Yehuda ben Taboy, or Shmaya and Avtalion. One was a Nasi, and one was the Av Bezdin. Leadership of Klal Yisrael came from a peer. It's a Klal Gadol. Anytime you want to be successful in doing something, it's good to have two. It's good. Now, you have to have one person who takes responsibility for everything, but the advice should come from two places. Why? In fact, the Chassam Sefer says in Parshas Chayesara, on the Pasuk by Lavan, it says, when it comes to a Shidduch, Lavan said, I can't tell you bad, I can't tell you good. So Sefer says, why not? If it's a good shidduch, say good. If it's a bad shidduch, say bad. Emedech sam sefer. Because when it comes to a shidduch, when it comes to two people, people think to that if they're identical, oh, das is a shidduch. You get two people who are similar. And the truth is, that's not that way. The two people who are different bring much more to a home. So Kadosh Baruch Hu creates a veil. When it's a shidduch, it's a joke. They think they're similar to each other. Not similar to each other at all. It's not quite so. People are not similar. Hashem makes a joke out of it, and he thinks, the chasikah, they're getting it, oh, they're so similar. They're not similar at all. But that's Zaksa Saifa. Something good comes when people with different hashkafas and different outlooks. Now, they have to be in the center ballpark. They have to be the same. But they have differences, and they're able to work together, and something positive comes from it. The same thing, the Nasi and the Avbezdin. Hillel had Nasi, and Shammai was the Avbezdin. Hillel and Shammai were a very different one from the other. But they were able to work together for the furtherance of Klal Yisrael. And that started with the building of the Mishkan. It was the first Tzibur Dikah public project, so to speak, that the Tzibur did. The rest of the time in the middle, they traveled. This was the one Tzibur Dikah thing. So here, the Rebbeinu Shem started right away with Moshe Rabbeinu and Bezalel. And from the two of them, it will come out. How did it come out? You see, Bezalel told Moshe Rabbeinu, he corrected him on the order of the building. You see, that's the idea, that from the combination of two people, it comes out something positive. And that's an important lesson, because very often there's some sort of a friction between two people, and the two people have leadership, they have different opinions, and they don't realize that it's really for the best. The same thing, a husband and wife. They have different opinions. The whole idea is to bring different opinions to the table, talk it out, and be grown up enough to come to a conclusion that takes into account both viewpoints. So this is an important yisoid in the leadership of Klal Yisrael, although at the end of the day, you need that one person has the authority to make the decision. So the Nasi made the decision for Tzarchei Tzibur, and the Abbez made the decision for Halachais, as it says in the Gemara Chagiga Tesayin, that's how they split it. But in discussing and building and coming to conclusions, there were two people. And that's the healthy way that things should be. And that's why we find it here in the Chumash. The only time we find that Moshe Rabbeinu was corrected by another person, maybe we find one other place, but generally you don't find. But here you find it to teach us that if you want to come to a good conclusion in Tzarchei Tzibur, you get two people, two to work together. But they have to work together. But you get two people to work together. Many years ago, I approached him, Nassim Tzvi Finkel, and it was the guy at Tower Yeshiva. They were talking about making a vad to lead the yeshiva. I asked him what he held about it. Rav Nassim Tzvi told me, it's good for there to be more than one person chipping in, but there has to be one person. He said, Rav Nassim Tzvi Finkel told me, he became Rosh Yeshiva. The Almana, his aunt, the Almana of the previous Rosh Yeshiva, told him, one person has to have his finger on everything. Rav Nassim Tzvi said, and I do. I have my finger on everything. I have shares to everything. It needs to be one person to take responsibility, but it's not a steer. That one person has to have people with whom he works. And so, that is a thought for Parshas VaYakob Kudei. Let's move to a thought for the upcoming Chodesh Nissan. We know that Chodesh Nissan is we see as if we went out of Mitzrayim. That's what it says in the Haggadah, in the Gemara, in Pesachim Kuf Tesayin Amid Beis. The Peledik of Maharam Chalva. The Maharam Chalva asks there in his Pirush on the Gemara that a bracha is that. Excuse me. Then a bracha is Avdon Dalet Amid Aleph. It says. And miracles that happen to a person, a bracha is made on the nes, only for three generations. So he asks, why is his Mitzrayim? It's more, that's his cash. Now, not hard to imagine a teretz for it, but the original kasha needs a beer. Maran Brach is talking about a Nesa Yachid. The Gemara says so. A Nesa Yachid, so it's for three generations. And a Nesa Vitzibor, how can you compare one to the other? Maram Chalva needs a biur. The Sepharday in Shmais Perikid Beis Pasuk Chavav Ma Avayda Zayis Lachem asks, says, what does it mean Ma Avayda Zayis Lachem? What is the Rasha asking? The answer is he's asking, what does every yid need to bring a carbon Pesach? When a tzibur something happens, the tzibur brings a carbon. Taka, why does every yid bring an individual carbon Pesach? Why doesn't Klal Yisrael bring one carbon like everything else that happened to Klal Yisrael? We bring one carbon. Emphatis Sepharno, Hutzru Kol Echad LaHakriv. He says that Yetzias Mitzrayim is a nes to every individual. Every individual has to see it as a nes that happened to him individually. Ah, with the Sepharno, we understand the Maram Chalva. The Maram Chalva is saying that Yetzias Mitzrayim is a nes that every yachid has to see it as a nes, as him, as an individual nes. That's why each person brings a carbon. Masha'en kein. So Mela, the kasha is a good kasha. Ram Chava's kasha is, if it's like a nes of a yachid, so it's only for three generations. Whatever he answers, he answers. That's not the point. The point is that by Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's a different dimension. It's a dimension where each person has to see it as a nes hayachid. This fits well with Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan writes in Kovitz Mamorim, and I mentioned it in other years, right? He writes in Kovitz Mamorim that the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael became an ummah. That really, there were a bunch of yechidim. The nation of Klal Yisrael starts with Yetzias Mitzrayim. Thus haste, Yetzias Mitzrayim is like Kitev Yadav Kechon. At one time, Klal Yisrael went out. There were individuals who left, and then they went out and became a tzibur. The obligation is on every yochid to see it individually. That's what it means. Every person has to read kiluhu atzma yotzei Mitzrayim. He wasn't on the coattails of the tzibur because the tzibur is saved. You see, a lot of yechidim didn't go out. Each person has to see kiluhu atzma yotzei Mitzrayim. With this, we understand. We tell the Rosh, Aliva Lailai, Yilu Hayisham Lahiya Nigal. We tell the Rosh, you should be careful. On Pesach, we remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, where every Yachid had to deserve it. Many Yachidim didn't get out. The godless of Yetzias Mitzrayim is that Kadosh Baruch Hu chose out, they chose the individuals of Klal Yisrael who were deserving and were able to go out of Mitzrayim. And so every year when Pesach comes around again, every individual looks at himself. He brings his individual carbon Pesach. He sits at his individual Seder. He sees himself as having to be that Eved Hashem who's deserving of going out of Mitzrayim. In this way, Yetzias Mitzrayim is different than everything else. Everything else is a Schus HaTzibur. Here, no doubt, it was Schus Avis, Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. However, when we talk about the schus of going out of Mitzrayim, we try to look, at each person should look, Ilu Hayasham, he had to deserve to go out. And that's what we hope, that we should have individual schusim as we come close to this commemoration of a gula, and we hope in Davin for a gula hasid. And with those two wonderful thoughts, we prepare for Shabbos Mevarchim, a good Shabbos to one and all.